It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, and so appropriate. Desolation Angel, Radio, on the 15th of March, the Ides of March, 2020. For 8 years, I've been on the air, doing a radio show, doing a podcast that was music I liked, putting it out there for free for you people. But that's all changed. Life has changed for everyone around the world, forever. This week, next week, the week after. And the mission of Desolation Angel Radio, its purpose has changed. I think it's important that we chronicle what's happening over this time period to us, to you, to everyone, that we somehow find a way to record it. So I'll hit you with a piece of music, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk, and you're going to find out that you, no matter who you are part of this, can be part of this, that your voice, that your feelings, that what you're seeing, what you're feeling, can be part of that, part of this, and put down forever and kept.
Smooth. in the final hour. And when the sand was gone and the time arrived, in the naked dawn only a few survived. And it attempt to understand a thing so simple and so huge, believe that they were meant to live after the deluge. Music keep our spirits high. Let the buildings keep our children dry. Let creation reveal its secrets by and by.
Jackson Browne, Before the Deluge, off of Late for the Sky, Everything Old is New Again. Jackson Browne, Charles Dickens. As the COVID-19 strain of the coronavirus sweeps across the world and across this country, as the owner and the producer and the host of Desolation Angel Radio, I've had to make a decision. For a long time, what I did was just put music out there and let people enjoy it. And like I said, I believe it's time to chronicle it with what's happening, because everything will fundamentally change forever. That's not an exaggeration. That's not fear-mongering when I say everything is going to change. If you don't believe this is serious, it is serious. Disneyland and Disney World closed. That's millions per day. The NBA and the NHL shut down. They're not even playing games in empty arenas, so they've lost the TV rights too. On this Sunday afternoon, the governors of Ohio and Illinois have ordered all bars and restaurants to close and schools to shut down. I just finished listening to a news conference here in Erie County, in New York, where Buffalo is located, and all the schools are closed until April 20th. They're weighing out in the state what to do about restaurants and bars. I can see that lockdown coming. If you don't believe it's serious, look at Italy, look at Ireland. Ireland just closed all its pubs on the eve of St. Patrick's Day. This is a very serious thing we're facing, and we're being asked here in this country to do what's called social distancing, to basically isolate ourselves, to keep it from spreading, because a lot of the stats on it are unknown at this point. It's R0, it's R0, its transmissibility is very high. There's a statement from Governor Cuomo here in New York this morning. They basically said, we believe we've got tens of thousands of unverified cases in the state. We just don't have the testing kits to prove it. Not just thousands, but tens of thousands. And that's this state alone. People still went out yesterday. I can't. I think it would be irresponsible of me to be in a large group. I can't. I don't want to contract it and be the person who carries it, be the vector that carries it to someone else who dies. That I couldn't live with that on my conscience. Yes, I have been out, but I've been out solo. All my worlds are coming together. The Nomad Project, my work as a consultant and scenario builder, the radio show here, as a writer, as somebody who has been crew chief for various places that I am, and knowing a lot of people, and it's all coming together in this place. And I guess I view it as my job, my duty, as long as I have this show, the bandwidth, the fact that it's on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, to give everyone I know an opportunity to join their voice to what's happening. So from this show forward, what you're going to hear is I've already been in contact with several of my friends who are writers, who are poets, who are artists, and told them that, because I've done interviews for years on the show, over phone, over Skype, and know how to mix those down very well, but a chance to put their work out as it reflects these times. And it's more than that. The offer is out there for anyone at all, no matter who you are, to talk about what's happening and how this makes you feel. I don't care if you want to read a passage from your favorite high school or college play or musical or your favorite book. If you want to tell a story about your grandma or your kids, or if you just want to talk about how scared and confused you are, about how fearful of the future we all are, this is the place where you can do that. So we can build community, and we can understand that we will all get through this together. Because, like I said, I was out this week doing Nomad Project stuff, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do that. Check on missions and shelters, try and get things to them. I've been out getting things for friends of mine who are in self-quarantine, running to the pharmacy or making a trip to the store, and trying to do it as responsibly as I can. I wear a bandana around my face, just like some kind of outlaw. Gloves, drop it off on the porch, stay away from people while I'm in there. People get a hold of me by text or through Facebook Messenger and leave it on the porch, and you can PayPal me. I don't want your money. Money's dirty. some of the dirtiest stuff around. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do that. I don't know how much longer before we go into total lockdown that I'll be able to, but as long as I can, I'm going to, because there needs to be people like that. Not only do we need to socially distance ourselves from one another, and I think that's incredibly important. I really do. You're going to have a hard time convincing me that it isn't. Ash and I live in the same three rooms in the upper floor of my house, and we're still maintaining a 6-foot distance from one another. Trying to find a way to do that. But it's important to take care of the more vulnerable members of our society. The people who are afraid to go out because they're elderly or immunocompromised. The people who are just flat scared. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling afraid of what's happening. There isn't a thing wrong with saying I'm confused and I don't know what's happening. I can't cope with this. I can't do this. And I think what I want to do with this show now is provide you an opportunity to say that and to join your voice to other voices and give you all something to listen to know that you're part of something, you're part of a community. I know so many people and am part of so many communities here in Buffalo, New Orleans, Northern Alabama and Tennessee, because everybody's uncertain and everybody's fearful. Part of the Brushwood community, part of the Blue Heron community. And I think it's my job as a human being, as long as I have this and I have the chance to do this, to give everybody a chance to have that touchstone and to let their voice be heard and know that other people are listening to it too. And you all will have that chance. Like I said, the promise is anybody and everybody. And let's get beyond. Facebook is insane right now with the amount of misinformation. Let's get beyond that and let's talk about how this makes you feel and how this affects your life, because I think everybody's looking ahead too and knowing that we're not going to come out of this unscathed, that we will all bury somebody we know, that a lot of us, I'm part of the gig economy too. A lot of us are going to be broke coming out of this and we can't depend on anyone else. We need to be of an understanding that we're all we have and we need to be our own leaders. And once we get out the other side of this, how do we support one another as human beings and as communities? The small businesses that are going to be hurt, the friends of ours. I know so many musicians and people who work in bars that are going to be out of work, period, and they're going to be broke. And how do we take care of one another and make sure that there's food on the table and people's lights stay on and people understand that they're loved? How do we fight hopelessness and despair and fear? And I think the way that we do that is through connection. And we find a way to connect. I guess here, what I'm offering is with your voice, with your chance to join in. And then once we come out the other side of this, don't lose sight of that, you know? And it's like, and so I blandly tell people on Facebook, you know, it's like, I'm out doing Nomad Project runs, or I'm out, you know, doing things for, you know, if anybody needs anything, get a hold of me. And people comment with, you know, you're a hero, you're an angel. No, I'm not. I'm human. And I'm just as flawed and broken as anybody else, and just as normal and just as ordinary, and prone to just as many mistakes. I do a lot of things wrong in my life. There's a whole segment of people that they might stay in touch with me, but they don't like me. And that's okay, you know, because now is when we get past that and go back to hating me when this is over. For right now, let's all join together and do what we can to help one another as human beings and make sure we all get through this. That those who do contract it and get severe symptoms, and guess what, folks? It's more than boomers. The figures coming out of Italy, Ireland, Germany, France are all showing people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, that are all contracting severe things. And this whole social distancing thing is about flattening the curve. It's that there will be that many people that are going to get severely sick and need ICU beds, but we don't have enough ICU beds and enough ventilators here in this country to handle it if it spikes all at once. So we've got to flatten that curve out so that it spreads out over time. Because eventually, this is a brand new virus to the human biome, and everybody will eventually contract it. And there's no known antivirals for it right now. There's no vaccines for it right now. And we're basically a wide open buffet table for this virus. This virus doesn't have politics. It doesn't have a religion. It doesn't have a preference. It doesn't care. So the trick is going to be being there for the people who do contract it and show severe symptoms. The trick is going to be taking care of our neighbors. The trick is going to be taking care of one another. The trick is going to be how we support one another when it's over, when all of a sudden we're in the middle of a huge depression and nobody's got any work and summer's coming on. And where do people live and how do they eat? So we form those connections now, and we form that community and that tribe of humanity now. And one of the ways that I'm offering to do that is this way. I've already talked to Mark Madden, who's in touch with a lot of small business owners in town here in Buffalo and is a well-known artist. And we'll get that out here. I've got friends in Washington and Chicago and New Orleans. I've got connections everywhere. I've been blessed with that. I've been privileged with that. And I feel obligated, and I feel like it's my responsibility and accountability to use that. I mean, yeah, I'm a writer, but you're not going to hear any of my pieces right now. This forum is for other people to do that with. This forum is for a way to connect. And I don't care who you are, how insignificant you feel you are, your feelings, your observations on what's happening, what it's doing to you and your life, your fears and your hopes for the future. That's what this is about. I've been privileged to have this show and to have it on so many different streaming services. I've been privileged to have a job that allowed me to buy the server space to archive every show, so that by the time this is done, if you all join in, we will have a chronicle of how we got through it, of the people that we're mourning, of the people that we lose, of the hopes that we have for the future, and how we all got through it. A way to remember those we will lose, and a way to remember those everyday people who really are here. They say we don't have any heroes anymore. I don't think that's true. I see heroes every day out there, and we need more now. Not all heroes wear capes. They're not all on a movie screen being a Marvel Avenger. Sometimes that hero is you, who walks down the street and leaves a note on your neighbor's porch who's 80 years old and a widow saying, "Is there something I can do? Do you need anything?" Sometimes heroes are those people who look at people with small children who are scared of the future and saying, "Hey, if I make it through this, I'll be here for you on the other side." and we'll get through it and we'll do what we have to do. We're all doing things we don't want to do. I mean, I'm a triple Scorpio. I've been self-quarantining since I was 7 years old, so that's not a big deal to be a socially isolated person. But the gym, I mean, I'm a gym rat. I was in it every day. I'm not there now. Eating, I'm a notorious foodie. Guess what, folks? Macaroni and cheese and Spam, okay? I mean, we all have to make sacrifices. And maybe that this can also serve as a forum for that. I was out shopping the other night just for me, just enough to get through, and disgusted by some of what I was seeing, you know? So if you know somebody that's hoarding something, maybe it's a way to call them out. Or if you know, if you've got, you know, if you're desperate for toilet paper or baby formula, we'll get it out there on the radio and maybe somebody in your area has it and they can help you. Because the one thing that I'm seeing is a complete lack of leadership, and we all have to be leaders and we all have to be heroes. And we need our artists. That's why I talk to the writers and poets I know. I've even talked to a lot of the visual artists I know, painters, sculptors, to talk about and invited them to come on, to give their impressions of what they're seeing, you know, because they have a unique way of seeing things. Our musicians, the offer is there, you know, to maybe if you're sitting in your living room and we're going Skype to Skype or phone to phone, but something that you're putting out there, I want to put out there. That's what I'm offering. And the one thing that I will tell you is this. I keep my word and I keep my promises. There's somebody who will tell you that, who knows me very well, that no matter what, I keep my word and I keep my promises. And my promise is this. As long as I'm able to draw breath and sit here in front of this console, as long as I'm not on a ventilator, as long as I'm not dead, Desolation Angel Radio, man, I must have seen something coming when I named it 8 years ago, but Desolation Angel Radio will be here for you, and now you all get to be part of it and tell your part of the story of the chronicles of the virus, the chronicles of this time. I'll go on the air every night and put another show together every night if I have to. I don't care if you just want to call and talk to me about how your day went, so you can feel connected and so you can get your voice out in your own voice to the people that know you across the country so that they can hear it and know that you're still breathing and you're still here and you're still fighting. So this is Kip Williams, the Fallen Desolation Angel, and I'm inviting the rest of you to be part of that host of Fallen Angels to bring your voice to what we're doing here. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Cardboard box with the underpass. You got got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Bathing in the city I could not. Sitting down here in the campfire light, waiting on the ghost of Tom Jones. To stand for a decent job or a helping hand, wherever somebody's struggling to be free. Yeah, look in their eyes, Mom, you'll see me. Well, the highway is alive tonight, but nobody is kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light with the ghost of old Tom Jones. Well, the highway is alive tonight. Birds headed, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light with the ghost of old Tom.
Close, two quotes from Stan, Stephen King. How appropriate. No one can tell what goes on in between the person you were and the person you become. No one can chart that blue and lonely section of hell. There are no maps of the change. You just come out the other side. Or you don't. And probably the most important one to me. The place where you made your stand never mattered. Only that you were there and still on your feet. I sometimes blandly close by saying I love you all and I got your back somewhere out there in the night. And I hope somehow the emotion in my voice is carrying through, because I shouldn't have said it so blandly all that time. I love you all and I got your back and I know you got mine, and we'll all have one another's and we will get through this. And I'll talk to you again with the next episode of this. I can't tell you who's going to be on it, but I know there's a lot of folks that have signed up and said, I will be there, and hopefully we will build that and build that and build that choir and that chorus of voices, so we will always remember what happened during these days when life in the world changed.